listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Okay, so right here. FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. So, okay. Let's do this. Hey, why am I gonna sing Grease? Hey, Paula, take a look over here. That part where he's like, I'm your kingpin, honey, and I'm getting in gear. Hey, Johnny, Johnny, go pull that strike, and I just might be your baby tonight. Anyway, let's calm it down. Let's take it down. Let's connect to the infinite spirit right now. I'm telling you guys to take it down. I'm the one who needs to take it down. Let's connect with the infinite spirit. We need to ground right now in this moment as I'm feeling. Let roots from your feet come all the way down to the center, the core of the earth, and tie tight. It's been a long month. It's been a long day. All things are good and real. Wash and cleanse all things that do not serve us in this moment. Let roots from our feet come all the way down to the center, the core of the earth, and tie tight. Let in all the joy, let in all the love, and let in all the magic. Infinite Spirit, let the love of God surround us right now in this moment. Let us connect with all the love and all the blessings and all the joy right now. Let the magic of the now fill your heart and fill your love with peace, blessings, and abundance. As there's peace, blessings, and abundance right now, your life is a walking magic portal, like a vacuum collecting all the good things. Just imagine yourself being a vacuum connecting all good things. You're connecting all good things and collecting all good things. You're collecting all these good things, left and right. You're in the magic of the now. Collect all these good things in the world, like you're a vacuum collecting all these good things. Just imagine, just as we mentioned about Peter Pan and Mary Poppins, when we talk about the things we love and then we talk about what makes us happy, we talk about all of that, and it brings us in a higher state, and like imagining that you are that vacuum, taking in all those things that are good, and we're leaving behind all the things that don't work and all the things that do not serve us, but we're only taking in the good. Imagine how you are going to radiate. Imagine how you're going to shine. Imagine how you're going to radiate and how you're going to shine. Imagine radiating and imagine shining. Because you've collected images, thoughts, spoke into existence the things you love. It's that simple and it's that easy. It's that simple. It's that easy. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. So just imagine you cultivating all the things you love. Let's do this right now. Look into your collection of all the things you vacuumed up that feel good. Are they loving relationships? Is it your favorite food? Is it a certain time of day? Is it your favorite friend? Is it your favorite music? Your favorite band? Your favorite vacation spot? What are all these things you love? Feel how your energy shifts. Just please feel how your energy shifts and feel how you connect to being. Oh, God. Whew. I'm feeling it. Is your favorite holiday Christmas? Is your favorite place to go to the beach? Do you love swimming? Do you love sunny days? Do you love seeing family and friends on special occasions? What do you love? Feel how your energy field changes right now in this moment. Completely changed, completely transformed to a higher version of you. You see that? You see how fun that is and how easy and simple it is all of the time. Maybelline. See how easy and simple that is all of the time. So you can do that anytime you want. You can have that anytime you want. Anytime you feel scared. Anytime you feel like the world does not love you and you do not feel worthy and deserving, you can have that. Life is good. Life is good. As we unfold to this, we see angels by our side. We see angels by our side. Angels all around us. There are angels connecting with us and angels here to bring us to abundance, to bring us to perfect health, and to bring us to magic. Amen. When you're done, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. You're here. We did it. We made it. We totally made that. We made that happen. We made it all happen. Please stand by. We got some shamanic drumming. We've got... Where did it go? Oh. And we've got more music, more playlists. And we've got more healing coming your way on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Love you so much. I hope you were able to feel that healing. Enjoy. are beautiful angels and beautiful souls. I love you so much. So here we go. We are going to continue to connect. We're going to continue to lift the vibration in the highest good and in the highest manner. This is the shamanic journeying of the night. And so, like I said before, this is their time to really, really shine and really be able to be open to spirit. What is spirit trying to show you? What is spirit trying to tell you? What is spirit trying to navigate through you? Anything you need to see, sit back, relax, enjoy the drumming. It's a lucid connection to higher self and spirit. And so write down anything you see afterwards, and I wish you a safe journey. Let's do this. Thank you. So right now in this infinite spirit, in this infinite moment, letting in all the good, letting in all the magic that is increasingly opened and connecting to the higher light and connecting to the higher source of God and the higher source of spirit, we are engaged in the magic and we say, let the magic in. Let the magic in. Let the magic begin. Let the magic in and let the magic begin and connect and cultivate the beautiful world of God and cultivate the beautiful world of God within. And we are here sitting in the highest realm. Thank you, infinite spirit. Thank you, infinite glory, that it shall be in the highest realms, connecting us always to the highest perfect good, always to the highest perfect realms right now in this moment. Can you feel the connection? Can you feel the connection with spirit? Can you feel all the power that is here with us, within us? Can we feel all the power that's here within us and connecting in our higher good and our higher source and our higher being, connecting with infinite light, infinite magic, and the infinite love? Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you for giving us this power and this love and this magic. Stay tuned here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. We have so much more music. We have so much more light. We have so much more fun. We have so much more clearing. It is here. Raise the vibration. It is here. And we are so grateful. We have a grateful promise, grateful promise of love right here. Inhale out, exhale that love, inhale deep breaths, deep breaths. This is a nice here's some doo-wop for you. Soothe the mood.
that's me. Rain and Boston with a wedding band. A black baby's gonna give you a hand in
Boston, Boston.
My hometown.
LASSANTHAQUESTS.
Woo!
They say for every boy and girl there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love, first love. Young love, our love, we share with deep emotion. Just one kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love, first love. Young love, our love, we share with deep emotion.
Darling, you.
We're back here. 91.5 FM WMFM for Toss Free from Radio. I'm like, I forgot. No, just kidding. Woo! Why don't we read an autumn outdoor exercise? Because guess what? It's winter, but we'll do the autumn outdoor exercise PSA anyway. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year. To New England, if you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Bedford Tufts Community Radio. So, yeah. There we go. Community radio, right there. Right there. So, what time is it? It is 6:38. We are almost getting to that time where we're doing the angel messages. So, no, we did not do any We did not do any angel card oracle readings, but, Woo! Are we cooking? We are cooking. Yeah, today is very, today's a easy flowing day. You know, we're just going to let everything flow more. It's been crazy. So we're just going to flow. It's kind of like getting towards the holiday and Christmas and life is good. So as life is good, each Labor Day, here's some Mills Brothers with Till Then. Love you.
Till then, my darling, please wait for me. Till then, no matter when it will be, one day I know I'll be back again. Please wait till then. Our dreams will live though we are apart. Our love I know we'll keep in our hearts. Till then, when all the world will be free, please wait for me. Although there are oceans we must cross and mountains that we must climb, I know every gain must have a loss. So pray that our loss is nothing but time. Till then, let's dream of what there will be. Till then, we'll call on each memory. Till then, when I will hold you again, please wait till then. Although there are oceans we must cross and mountains that we must climb, I know every gain must have a loss. So pray that our loss is nothing but time. Till then, let's dream of what there will be. Till then, we'll call on each memory. Till then, when I will hold you again, please wait.
Thank you.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hello there. Okay. Oh, this is nice. I kind of like this. Whoa. Oh my God. I was like, I kind of like this, but I'm going to put the meditation music on. The shamanicized journey.
Get
you. Ooh. That was tough. Okay. Really? Wow. So that's not working. Nothing's working. Oh, there goes my mic. Is it working? Okay. There we go. Oh my God, we're back on. So anyways, it is time for the angel message. If there's any messages today, of course, there's always an angel message. Oh, wow. Really? I'm going nuts right now. Okay. So if there's any angel messages, please come in, come through, come clear. Infinite Spirit, what is the message for today? Softness with the self. This is the universe and spirit coming in. Oh, this is so good. This is so good. This is so good. Oh my God, this is so good. It's right here. This is so good. So angels with the meditation. Softness, not softness with others, not having to have any kind of, you know, compassion for anything besides yourself right now. I know that message seems very blunt, kind of like, oh, that's interesting, not have compassion. It's not about not having compassion. It's about, this is a time right now to focus on your compassion. We do so much constantly on a regular basis to be mindful of others, which we should. But sometimes we do it to an extent that we forget ourselves. We forget that we need compassion. We need love. We need softness. We're so busy with the softness to other people. We're so busy with watering down so much of us. We're so busy keeping in our emotions to cater to others. And, you know, again, there's always a time, obviously, to be controlled and control yourself and to create peaceful atmospheres. But, like, honestly, sometimes we need to take care of number one. And right now, if you're listening to this, it is a time right now of the self-soothing, self-nurturing, and to be able to just lay back. And, you know, as you give yourself a bath and you bathe, that's your time to have that kind of love and that time for relaxation and that time to give so much love to yourself, to clear that energy. So this is a good time right now to understand that we need to it's time to step back from so much worrying about the needs of others, because we've been doing that for so long right now. And it's time right now to go inward and take care of number one. And so there is this theme about the little self that keeps coming up. There's a theme about the little you. There's a theme about, you know, nurturing the little, constantly nurturing the little self and what it feels like to always be able to take care of that little self. It's very liberating. It's very freeing. It creates joy. It lets that little person that was told that they were good and bad and based on a reward system and conditions and throughout their whole life, and they stay in that condition, and sometimes it turns into mental illness. Or sometimes people develop, you know, habits and, you know, addictions and things like that, where they completely shun themselves from the world and they lose themselves and they forget the little you forget the little you inside. So it's very important to understand and take time and take moments, and maybe this week take the time to say, how am I honoring and taking care of the little me? How am I giving to the little me? Because sometimes we forget that we're still a parent to the little one. Even if we have kids of our own, we still have to parent that little one. You see, the little one and your kids and your children, they're one and the same. So we need to nurture that. We need to honor it. We need to always make sure that that little self is creating or expressing, and not just expressing loosely, but expressing their needs, standing up for themselves, you know, being able to be fluid in this world. So, oh, it's a beautiful feeling right now to know that you are worthy to be loved, and you bring that softness to you, bring that kindness to you, turn inward and be gentle, because sometimes we don't have people letting us be in that light. Sometimes we are constantly giving power to others to really dictate the way our behavior is, or the way we act and the way we move in the world. So it's a good reminder, as Spirit is saying, it's an excellent reminder to go within and bring that compassion to yourself. Be kind to yourself this week. I know it's easier said than done sometimes, because look at how programmed we are. Look at how programmed we are to be kinder and nicer sometimes to others, you know, than we are to ourselves at times sometimes. The inner talk, and watching the inner talk is what Spirit is a strong message Spirit wants to bring in. Watching the inner talk. How are you talking to yourself? What are the conversations you're having? What is going on? Is it in the past that's negative? Is it the past that's good? You know, again, we can't monitor every single thought, but the majority of the time we can be conscious. We can be in a controlled state of reverie, as Neville Goddard said, and as Neville Goddard told us. I love it. I love that chapter in the Neville Goddard editions of their book, Controlled Reverie. And what is controlled reverie? Controlled reverie is having control over your imagination and your daydream. So that's basically what it is. It's having control over your daydream. Sometimes we have daydreams and we just kind of daydream about different things, and we let it go, we let it pass, and it's like, oh, that would be nice. In a cloud. Controlled reverie is specifically taking something, an image, taking that image of something specifically that you want, and focusing on it with all your intention. And it's not just loosely coming in. It's not like a dream. It's controlled. You're the director, you're the writer. You made the script. You see how it goes from beginning, middle, and end. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, however long. That is your movie in your mind that you have created. So when we get to that place, we start realizing and understanding, not only does that nurture the little self, that is taking care of the adult self, the little self, and the whole grand scheme of understanding our power and what our power can do and the power we have in this world. So if you would like, go look up some Neville Goddard. He's great, great author, great of our time. Anyways, we're just about out of time. I love you so much. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. So happy to have you here. So grateful to be here. So grateful to be a DJ at WMFO. This place is amazing. And stay tuned for Rising with Skybar, which is next. And I think there's something called a holiday hang today. I think that's what's happening. So that should be a lot of fun. It's always fun. So stick around, stay tuned, and let's continue to lift the vibrations. I love you so much. I'm going to continue to play some, Scott Joplin, some ragtime, and in this whole orchestra right here. It's nice, isn't it? Okay. Have a beautiful night. Mwah!